This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat, we are going to talk about one of the biggest challenges we all face, the hybrid workforce. Before COVID, about 3% were working from home. Post-COVID, 51% and growing. Some companies are asking folks to come back to the office. Others are saying this is a great opportunity. And the job force is dynamic. So it's a dynamic hybrid workforce. Prakash, help us out. Help us secure this and make it work. Tell us what you do.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for joining in. Long-time listener, Gary, first time being on the hot seat. Thank you for the opportunity. For those who are listening in, Prakash Mana, as Gary said, CEO of CloudBrink. CloudBrink is in the business of delivering in-office experience to the modern hybrid workforce anywhere, everywhere. When you and I walk into the office, there are three things that we rely that our IT teams are working really hard to make sure we get. The first one is connectivity, that when we are in the office, we can access anything or everything at the fastest possible speeds. The second one is us not knowing there is a role-based access control, so we decide or we can define which groups have access to what kind of applications to make it optimal for rest of the population in the office as well. So role-based access control. And third thing is, when we are in the office, we never have to worry about security. The entire office is secured by some kind of a perimeter firewall. At CloudBrink, we're taking these three functions, connectivity, access, security, we're left shifting it to the end users so that no matter where the user is, you're going to get best-in-class connectivity. You will have granular role-based access control, and you will have built-in security. So as an end user, you never have to worry about security, zero trust, and all of that.
On that zero trust issue, tell me, how does this prepare me on that journey? Because a lot of people say zero trust is not a product or a solution, it's a journey. And it takes a lot. It's people, process, technology.
100%, Gary. Could not have said it better. Zero trust is not a silver bullet. It's a framework and entails both parties, meaning end users, as well as IT and digital assets coming together. I think what defines zero trust is being able to understand, well, everybody knows that being able to understand on one side, we have to make sure the security is at the highest level. We're living in a world where people and applications are moving at unprecedented pace. So being able to deliver the best-in-class security is critical. But at the same time, security is of no use if it blocks out all the users, all the applications, and kills your experience. So from an end-user perspective, how do you deliver that best-in-class experience? So at CloudBrink, every single day, we're working hard to diffuse those two things together, to crush the boundaries between the two things, being able to deliver security in today's world, but without compromising the experience that end users receive on our services.
Prakash, is this the next gen VPN? Is this where VPNs are going? Are you replacing or augmenting? What happened to my VPN?
Yeah, again, great question, Gary. I think we have to understand my background, being in the VPN, secure access, remote access world for a really long time. We have to understand if we turn the clock back a couple of decades, VPNs were never built for today's purposes, right? When we look at a VPN back in the day, the idea was if you have a thunderstorm or some other hailstorm or snowstorm or whatever, and your people are not able to make into the office buildings on that particular day, how do you provide them a dial tone connection back so that for mission critical services or anything time sensitive, urgent, they can have access to your systems even though when they are sitting at home? Today, fast forward, we're living in a world where hybrid work has become the norm in today's century, right? So in this world, it's really about delivering that in-office experience to the workforce anywhere, everywhere. So we have to, if you think about a VPN, yes, a technology like this, if done right, should be replacing not just your VPN, but also other aspects of your connectivity, such as MPLS and dedicated connections into your small or express branches. So that's kind of how we see market evolving here, Gary.
Prakash, how do we deploy CloudBrink? Is there an agent? What platforms does it run on? And I'd love to dig deeper into this automated moving target defense that you offer.
Yes. Gary, today, the way industry is moving, and really big kudos to Microsoft for defining this vision for rest of us in the industry, which is how do you take a piece of infrastructure and how do you convert that into a SaaS service? I still remember there was a time when I had a whole bunch of Windows server keys memorized in my head because I deployed so many Windows servers, some for your email SMTP, other for domain controllers and stuff like that, right? What Microsoft did was they took all of this complexity, compressed that into a cloud service, and today, when we started CloudBrink early on, we just had a handful of users, and you just go on a website and you log in and you keep adding more and more users. We never have to worry about, oh, who's going to take care of our authentication, LDAP, RADIUS, domain controllers, stuff like that. So similarly, we followed the same trend. As I mentioned before, people and applications are moving at unprecedented pace. At the same time, when you look at macro and microeconomic conditions, at best, budgets have remained flat. We're having a hard time finding the right talent and bringing people on board. So let's say if you're an organization of 500 or 5,000 employees, and you have users across not just one location, you have users across 10, 20, 50 different locations. Managing 50 different quote-unquote gateways, cloud gateways, has become impossible. So the way we've done is that we've taken a piece of infrastructure, converted that into SaaS. So today, CloudBrink is a 100% SaaS service, gateway-less. You go on a portal, you assign your users, and once you assign your users and the applications that they should have access to, that's all you need to do. We have enough algorithms and infrastructure working globally to be able to understand, oh, organization A user is sitting in this and that location, so we'll automatically create gateways for you. So it's really, really easy to bring users on board and get the service up and running. So that's the first part of the question, Gary. Real quick on the second one, automated moving target defense. This comes from a couple of years ago. I got involved in a security project. It was a major hack that we all experienced. And during that time, one of the insights that we learned as a team was it takes on an average a hacker more than 16, 18, and sometimes even north of that many number of weeks to really execute the large threat. So we challenged ourselves that how come a malicious user comes into your network and gets to stick around for such a long period of time? Well, it turns out if we put our IT hat again on, and I've been on the other side of the story, right? When you it's updating your certificates is a thankless job. You keep updating your certificates across tens of thousands of servers. If it works, nobody cares. One day the certificate stops working, somebody goes to your website and say, oh, certificate is not there, you are at risk, right? So what we do as a human being is when we go to VeriSign or whatever, we'll get a 5-year long certificate because we don't want those certificates to be expiring in the business of constantly updating those certificates. What it does is that when a hacker comes in, now the hacker doesn't have to reprove their trust for 5 years. So moving target defense is about taking that certificate authority. At CloudBrink, we build a planet scale certificate authority. Not a single human interaction is needed in establishing it. It's part of the platform. What we do is that 5-year long certificate, we've been able to reduce it down to 1 year, 1 month. And now by default, every 8 hours, the entire trust of your organization will morph. So that if somebody is sitting in your organization maliciously, they get booted out. And in organizations that are even more critical of their security, all of that, those organizations can go into turbo mode and turn that 8 hour into 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, the entire trust of your organization will keep refreshing. So that's the thesis behind moving target defense.
Well, Prakash, this is amazing. So this is stopping or getting a step ahead of the low and slow, the hackers who, you know, they live off the land. It takes them forever to, you know, they spend a lot of time working their way in. They're not in a rush. They want to be off the radar and get in and stay in for a long time. And if you're rotating certificates so quickly and so frequently, you're breaking that connection for the bad guys. You're making it very, very difficult for them to live off the land and do bad things. That's incredible. And you're using a standard protocol. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with mutual zero trust based capabilities on MTLS 1.3?
Yeah, Gary, today we all live in a world where no matter how hard we try, we need to continue to stay ahead of the adversaries out there. And one of the things that we've noticed is that, traditionally, if a enterprise have to publish their service to their end users, they have to go on public internet and publish the service. Well, recently, there has been so much research around mutual authenticated TLS 1.3, MTLS 1.3 that it stands for, right? And the concept is just so beautiful. Look, you and I, let's say you are nowhere on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter or X or whatever that new platform is, and I really want to be on the cyber defense TV. Instead of me reaching out to you, sending thousands of cold call emails, now you don't exist anywhere on internet, but I really want to connect with you. And the best way to connect is we have a mutual connection. I'll reach out to our mutual connection to whom I have mutual trust. Now that mutual connection has a mutual trust with you. And now instead of sifting through tens of thousands of these cold call emails, you're responding to your mutual trusted entity and confirming with me that, yep, I am ready to make an intro or make a connection here and have a conversation here. So very similarly, we brought that concept into the technology. Your service doesn't need to be, if you are an enterprise, your service doesn't need to be published on the internet and keep getting hundreds and thousands of those bad requests in a hope to fulfill that one legitimate user request. You can have your services be dark, and through mutual authenticated TLS, only your users know where the service exists, and service always gets an inbound request. There is no sort of unnecessary connection, all of that. Once you receive an inbound request, it's up to the service. Do you want to respond outbound or not? If you don't want to respond outbound, the end user wouldn't even know whether the request received to the right service or not. So we've been able to take an entire enterprise, turn that into a dark network using mutually authenticated TLS that is now available in the market.
This is brilliant to enable and secure the modern hybrid workforce wherever they are, at any place, anytime. I love it. Who do you sell to, and how quickly can we get CloudBrink up and running?
We have a dual path approach to selling. For our large enterprises, we work with companies anywhere from small, mid-sized companies in Southeast Asia, Manila, Philippines, all around the world. CloudBrink service is available across all continents except Antarctica. We haven't found a user there. And all the way to Fortune 500, 100 companies. If you are a large company, we like to work through your respected partner. Feel free to reach out to us. If you're a mid-sized company, we have a whole host of managed service providers that are delivering this next generation service to our small mid enterprises. It's really easy to try the service. It's all SaaS. It takes less than 30 minutes. I say less than 30 minutes because we're still dealing with an IT service. I would challenge that it takes less than 5 minutes, but 30 minutes because we have to tie your user's identity into your Active Directory or whatever identity provider you use, all of that. So taking all that into consideration, 30 minute call, we can have you up and running and get your users productive.
And Prakash, you have a really cool free tool to optimize remote workforce performance. Can you tell us about that?
Thank you, Gary. Great point again. Look, hybrid work is something that we're passionate about. We hear a lot about from all of you guys out in the industry. And I think it's time that we empower the teams, our end users, to be able to see, are they receiving the kind of benefits that their vendors are promising? So that's where we came out with a free packet loss tool. What it does is that, look, our networks are variable networks. They perform worst during the best times, meaning when we are on an interview or we are on a critical call is when you will see the glitch and stuff like that. We don't have to wait until things go that bad. We're providing a tool that allows you to replicate what that experience will look like if you've got a customer service agent in Chennai or in Manila, Philippines, and replicate that upfront before subscribing to a particular service. And if you already have subscribed to a service, Palo Alto, Cisco, you name it, the tool allows you to challenge and see whether you're receiving the same level of SLAs that the industry is promising, that those vendors are promising. So that's the tool we have available. Again, we encourage every IT guy and end user to be able to use it to see what your networks are, not during the best of the times, but during the worst of the times, so you're prepared and you're getting the most out of wherever you are working from.
The timing with certain things happening on the internet lately, to have access to a tool like that is wonderful. Prakash, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Gary, we've discussed various different topics here, great topics. Again, we've seen a lot of challenge going back and forth between should we go 100% in the office or should we continue to deliver the level of flexibility that our users are looking for. I think the best way is that we all come together to make hybrid IT possible. We need to bring digital equality that users experience inside the office, no matter where they are. We have to crush the differences, the boundaries between it's going to be either very secure or it's going to be a really good experience. I think technologically, we are at a point where we can deliver both the things. We can deliver much higher levels of security with a premium experience that our end users deserves, no matter where they are. So with that, Gary, back to you.
Prakash Mana, that is wonderful. You are the CEO of CloudBrink. What an innovator. Right now, with 51% and growing of a hybrid workforce, having hybrid access as a service, giving people security and performance and maybe peace of mind and happiness while they work, so they get to work from home or wherever they are. Maybe they're in the coffee shop or they're traveling and they get the performance and the security they deserve because of CloudBrink. Folks, go to cloudbrink.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.